Nasir al-Mukhtar is a 41-year-old architect who emigrated from Baghdad to New Jersey in 1990 with his wife and two daughters. During the recent war, he lost contact with his mother and extended family who live in a middle-class suburb of Baghdad. This is his audio diary.
I always wanted to go back and reunite with my family. Every time something happens, I get busy here, or they say, don't come now, the situation is tough. And then after the war, they called me, I said, I'm coming. They said, no, the situation is still very fluid, but I've had a feeling inside of me that I have to see them in person.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, the Air Jordanian captain.
I took Air Jordan to Amman. It was a direct flight, almost 12 hours.
We're still on the plane. It's been bringing back memories. When I left Iraq, I was pretty much going to an unknown world. Now I'm going to a place where I don't know what happened there.
We are standing at the border now. It's 10 o'clock a.m. and there's a long line of cars, and we gotta wait. We can see the American soldiers there standing at the border. We talked to a couple of them. One of them is from New York.
Passing the border was took us about 30 minutes to an hour time, and now we're heading to Baghdad. There's no stopping us now.
It is really amazing to see my family. My nephews and nieces have grown up tremendously. My family, my brothers and sisters have gotten older. And it looks like we have lost a lot of years together, away from each other. The city is pretty much damaged. It's dirty. The buildings are not maintained well. The streets are damaged. This morning we woke up to machine gun fire. It was very, very loud. We went out to see what was going on. Apparently looters were trying to steal a truck. And when the neighbors knew, they started yelling at them. They returned it with heavy machine gun fire. The fence of the house right next to us was shot at. So obviously the situation is still not safe.
We're driving to pick up a taxi to get us to Amman, Jordan. And we're listening to the new radio station. It's the Coalition radio station.
We're almost at the Iraqi Jordanian border. The driver is filling up gas from a makeshift gas station. They have 30-liter plastic cans that they fill up with gas and they sell it on the street.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just landed at Jakarta International Airport. The focal time is 15 minutes past 6.
It gave me a sense of satisfaction that I saw my family. I hope that the future would be better, but I don't see it in the people's eyes over there. They are very wary. Some of them are optimistic, but it's still a kind of a wait-and-see attitude. They don't know what the future holds for them.
Nasir al-Mukhtar lives in Ridgewood, New Jersey. This story was produced by NPR's Nancy Solomon.